Please welcome to a new video, new live. I hope you're having a great day. Great day. So, one thing that I like to do is to think about the upsides, the good things about every situation or every experience or every event that we go through in our lives. And a breakup is no exception. And so, I decided today to talk to you about three things that your breakup can help you discover. This is powerful because one of the things that I was caught up on thinking about years ago when I was going through my own breakup was believing that everything that came up with that pain, everything that came up with that experience was just pain, suffering, struggle, depression, anxiety. I thought that there was nothing wrong coming out of the place that I was in. And at one point I thought, what's the point? What's the point of going through all of that pain if nothing good comes out of that? And I'm here to tell you that that's a lie. That is a lie, and your mind, it keeps telling you that lie over and over again because it wants, it's scared. Your mind is scared of the unknown. It feels like you have been separated from something that you have been familiar with and you're emotionally connected to for a long time, especially if you had a long relationship with your ex. And so in not being with that person anymore, your mind thinks that there is danger in exploring that new territory without your ex. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. So, the first thing that your breakup can help you discover is yourself. Who are you, really? Who are you? You know, when we're being in a relationship, especially a love relationship, it's hard for us to, I mean, challenging, not hard, challenging for us to actually take time to explore our individuality. Sometimes we get caught up in the dynamics of a relationship and being busy, being part of that unity, that we tend to forget who are we? Who are we? And by who are you, I mean, what's your life purpose? What is your life about? What do you want to create out of it? What do you like to do? What do you feel are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are the things that you would love to work on? What things would you like to create in your life? You know, who are you? What are your values? What do you stand for in life? What do you defend? What do you care about in life? Like all of these things. You basically discover yourself. And this is a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And the reason is because it kind of forces us to take that time for ourselves and to say, oh, okay, well, since I'm on my own right now, let me see how can I discover myself as an individual, you know, outside the box of that relationship. Number two, a breakup helps you discover what do you want, not only in a love relationship, but also in life in general. And I've seen comments in our community, which by the way, I invite you to be part of if you're not already, Soul Mastery Sisterhood, because it's gonna really, really help you to get more, you know, more in-depth conversations about breakup and how to find your peace and how to find yourself again after that pain. So one of the comments that I saw coming up over and over again is that women say things like, ladies say things like, they start to realize how much they have played a role in their last relationship, you know? And then they start to realize what they start to recognize what kinds of behaviors they were no longer willing to tolerate in their future relationships. They knew what they wanted, not only love, they talked about things as mutual values, having respect, you know, having integrity, being able to have a better and effective communication between you and your partner, you know, having integrity. All these things, how will you be able to recognize if that's that this is something that you want? Sometimes in life, the best way for us to figure out what we want is by figuring out what we don't want. And a relationship that does not work helps you figure that out in a very, very good way. Because every time you see a behavior that you are not willing to support and that you are not willing to tolerate in your life again, and you say, no more. And you have a list of things that you don't want, and then from that, you can evolve into the things that you do want, right? You know, just having compassion for yourself, knowing that you need someone, that you want someone who's able to love you, respect you, honor you, cherish you, and to have compassion with you, and who is willing to work on the relationship with you, you know, because nothing works until you work on it. And a love relationship is, you know, it follows that too. You have to work on the relationship. You have to keep growing, not only as an individual, but also as a unity, partners in this, you know, in this new third entity that you created between the two of you. Yes? So all of these are things that you discover from pain, from the relationship that did not work, right? And and also number three, a breakup helps you to know what do you need to be working on. What do you need to be working on? So now that you know who are you, what kind of relationship that you want, what kind of life that you want, and then the question becomes, okay, well, what kind of skills or abilities do I need to develop in myself? What do I need to be working on to have that kind of partner, to be able to attract that kind of partner, to be able to live that kind of life? So you start looking at the things that you need to be working on in yourself. And this is very, very constructive, because often in life, what we do is that we just look at an experience in its entirety. And then we say, oh, it does not work. It was just a failure. But what I love, what I trained myself, and I invite you to try that too, to do is to just get to a place where you become a humble learner, and you're willing to dissect, you know, to dissect whatever happened in that experience, and to say, okay, here are the good things that I'm going to take away, and these are the things that I need to be working on in myself, so that next time I don't find myself ever in the same kind of relationship again. Actually, I was talking about that yesterday with one of my sisters. I told her, in life, making mistakes is inevitable. Like, you can't even avoid not making mistakes. But what happens is that, number one, the number of mistakes starts to decrease. And then number two, you have better quality mistakes, right? Meaning better quality problems. And so the way you do that is, number one, not making yourself wrong by making a mistake. So that means you don't point fingers at yourself and say, oh my God, I'm such a loser. I didn't know how I ended up being in a relationship with that guy. I should have known better. This is the kind of mindset that will not help you. It's not effective. It's actually going to take you in the opposite direction that you want to be heading to. And so what you want to do is to say, okay, well, I made a mistake. Now I'm going to be humble enough to sit down and to figure out how can I learn from this so that I don't find myself in the same situation again, so that I don't find myself in the same kind of person ever again. What do I need to be working on? And that's when a life experience becomes like a gold mine, because you come out the other side like a fantastic, way better of a human being than you were when you made the mistake. Or I don't think that it's a mistake, but when you started, or when you entered that situation. And so being humble and being kind with yourself to say, that's okay. We all make mistakes. This is life. We all make mistakes. How can I learn from this? And how can I use it to get better, to be more, to add more of who I am? I really hope that you found value out of today's video. Let me know what you think about this in the comments below. Also, remember to join our, again, free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood, because it's very, very, it's a great place to be. It's a great support system. If you're going through breakup right now and you're wanting to break out of that pain, to find peace and to come back to yourself again. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you again next time.